Okay, good evening, everybody. What an honor and a treat it is to be learning tonight. Please continue to grab some delicious food, courtesy of Kosoko, our own local, what do you call them? Dudes who smoke meat. Yeah, it's over here in the front. Please grab a source sheet. We thank Rob and Michelle Shanzer for sponsoring tonight's shiur in memory of their amazing grandparents. We thank them very much for sponsoring tonight's shiur. This is our sixth year of Thursday Night Live on a Purim topic, with the exception of the first COVID year. Amen. Amen. With the exception of COVID year, we've had a shiur, a Purim-related topic every year since I've been here. I won't test you on which the topics are, but we've hit many of the Purim topics. We discussed the first year of drinking on Purim. We discussed costumes on Purim, and I could send you the recordings if you missed any of the shiurim. We discussed Shalach Manos. 2 years ago, we learned about making noise during Haman, and the goal, the purpose, the point of that. And last year, we learned about the Asaras Pnei Haman, the 10 sons of Haman being said in one breath. Tonight, I'd like to learn a topic which is probably not the most exciting of the Purim topics, because we get caught up often in all the other aspects of Purim, but the one I wanted to learn tonight is perhaps the most important, and that's Matanos Levyonim, one of the four mitzvos hayom of Purim, Matanos Levyonim. It's a topic that I think can transform the way we view Purim, and we'll try to develop an idea. That's not my own idea, but we'll try to develop ideas that can really frame what Purim is. This is not a fundraiser. I'm not taking checks afterwards, but Rabbi Lubin does collect from Matanos Levyonim, and you can figure out how to donate to that. So let's open up. For hundreds of years, people have been lamenting the fact that Matanos Levyonim is not treated with the seriousness that it deserves. Rabbi Chaim Palagi, who lived in Turkey, he was born in 1788, passed away in 1868. Rabbi Chaim Palagi writes in source number one, "Midaiga ani medaber, I speak out of worry. B'mashur isi b'kama balibatim, I've seen in numerous people shemarbin be'otzalos mishloach manos ishtoriyu. They go to an extreme. They increase. They have expensive shalach manos." B'minei metika, rokach, mirkachas, maisa rokeach, very fancy delicacies and candy. Umarbim litain. Now, I'm not sure if this is schar or shechar. Maybe it depends who you ask. Marbim litain schar l'shliach hameviosan. This custom of like giving a dollar to the person who's bringing the shalach manos. That would be a good topic also, how that developed. But this is Rabbi Chaim Palagi writing a very long time ago. Or maybe it's Sheikhar, to those who bring Shalach Manos. And then they have crazy meals at the Suda's Purim, Kesuda Shlomo HaMelech, like the feast of Shlomo HaMelech. And then he says, Matanos Levyonim, she mitzvah rabbah, Matanos Levyonim, which is such a great mitzvah, mitzamtzim in its asman. They're stingy. They don't go hard like they do in Shalach Manos. Matanos Levyonim, even though it's not such a big thing, we're not talking about a major expense that needs to be done, and I don't understand. That's Rabbi Chaim Palagi. It's interesting. The Rambam says something wild. The Rambam says, in source number two, that it's better to increase, to add, to do more in Matanos Levyonim than the Suda and the Shalach Manos. And he writes, look at this in the end of the second line in source two. This is a well-known line in the Rambam. She'ein simcha Gidola umifuara, there is no greater joy, more tiferous, more splendorous thing you could do. Elo sameach lev aniyim, nothing is greater than making the aniyim happy, the yisomim, the orphans, valmanos, the widows, the gerim, and converts. Shamesameach lev ha amlulim, someone who makes the heart of those unfortunate happy. Dome l'shchina, you're comparable to the shchina. Unbelievable. Ein lecha mitzvah gedola mefuara. There's no greater mitzvah than making the aniyim happy, and therefore greater to give more for Matanos Levyonim and think about what we spend on Shalach Manos. and think about what we spend for a suda, says the Rambam, Matanos of Yonim is great. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't say this by tzedaka. And we're going to come back to this later. The Rambam, when he's discussing Hilchot Tzedakah all year, he does not have this line. If this is a line about Tzedakah, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Gedola Mufuara, to make the Aniyim happy, the Rambam should have had this line in Hilchot Tzedakah. This seems to be limited to Purim, and that's the first question tonight. Why is this a Purim halacha or a Purim accolade more than it is a regular Tzedakah accolade? The Kedusha slave, we're not going to see inside. It says a person who gives matanos of yonim should do so with a tremendous amount of simcha. Often a person gives tzedakah, it's almost begrudgingly. It says the Kedusha slave, the matanos of yonim should be done with a sense of simcha. Certainly, when we bang for Haman, when we're at the Suda, when we give shalach manos, we're dressed up, we're singing, we're dancing, there's a tremendous simcha. It says the Kedusha slave, that same simcha should be true when giving matanos of yonim. I'm going to try tonight, hopefully, to understand why this is. Why is this so great? What's so special? It's tzedakah. Not that tzedakah is not a great deal all the time, but the Rambam does not go to the extreme. Matanos of Yonim is in the Megillah. If you take a look in source 4, I have the Megillah's Esther here with the English underneath it. In the ninth parak, the Megillah tells us that Mordechai writes everything down, and he sends this out to the whole Jewish people. And Mordechai tells them that we're going to have something special on the 14th and the 15th. And in Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, the Megillah tells us, Kayamim asher nachu behem ha-Yehudim ha-Yehudim, like the days that the Jews rested, they stopped fighting, they were victorious over their enemies. V'achodes asher nepach lehem yogam l'simcha me'evel yom tov, the month that turned from sorrow to joy and from evel to yom tov. So what do we do? Lasos osam yimei mishteh. So what are you supposed to do? One mishteh. What's mishteh? Suda, party, drink. Simcha? It's a question of what exactly is included in simcha, but we have simcha. Mishloach manos ishreyu. We have shalach manos. And we have matanos lev yonim. Now it's interesting, if matanos lev yonim is greater than shalach manos, so why is shalach manos first on the list? There's actually a debate if you have a chance to do both. Which one should you do first? On the one hand, the Rambam says Matanos Lev Yonim is greater than Shalach Manos, but the Pasuk puts Shalach Manos first. It's not a discussion for today. Correct. Excellent. Right, so Simcha. So the point is that here Mordechai establishes that there should be a mitzvah of Matanos Lev Yonim. Now, three questions that I'd like to pose, three questions that are bothering me. Not every answer is going to address all three, but we'll address all three over the course of the night. Matanos lev yonim. The word matana, I think, is an interesting word to use. Why don't we use the word tzedakah? Matana means a gift. I give you your birthday, I give you a matana. If this is tzedakah to the poor, so why isn't the mitzvah called tzedakah? I never thought about this until this year. I decided I wanted to give a share in this. I started, why is it called matanos lev yonim? Now, you don't have to give money. The Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly, you can give food, you can give clothing, I understand, but that's also tzedakah.
You have to be happy while giving it?
So why is that called the matana? Called tzedakah, tzedakah l'aniyim.
Because gift, whenever you give gifts, you're happy.
Okay. When you give a gift, we're framing your mindset. Like the Kedusha Slevi says, it should be besimcha. Interesting. That's one question. Question number two, what's evyonim?
Tzedakah maybe is more of a chiyuv. Matana is like,
Okay.
Shema.
Why Evyonim? What word could the Megillah used?
Aniyim.
I would have said, Mishloach Manos Yisrael, Utztakal Aniyim. What's Matana? And is there a difference in Evyonim and Aniyim? I know it's another phrase to mean poor, but why are we using the word Evyonim here? That's question number two, Michi. So what's the difference between Evyon and Ani? Okay, we'll get. You're right. We'll get to that in a little bit. And the third question, I think, is the most profound. Why is there a mitzvah of Matanos Evyon on Purim? We have tzedakah all year. The other mitzvos Hayom, I think, make sense based on the day. We're having a Suda. because they had a suda that the Klal Yisrael went to the suda of Achashverosh inappropriately. We're trying to rectify that. We're having a suda, or we're celebrating the fact that the salvation came about with the suda of Esther and Achashverosh and Haman. The Megillah obviously makes a lot of sense. Mishloach Manos, Klal Yisrael was divided. We're bringing people back together. Leich Knosas Kol Yehudim. Yeshno Am Echad Mufuzar Mufurad Bein Amim. We spoke about this at the Shalach Manos here. Bring Klal Yisrael together. Why is what does Matanos Lev Yonim have to do with Purim?
I think it's because Pesach is coming up soon.
So we have Maos Chitim. So you're saying it's not a halach and Purim, it's a halach and Pesach? So we make such a big deal on Purim, Eng Lecha Mitzvah, Gedola, Mifuara. Yeah, help people for all year we have Staka. Why is Matanos Lev Yonim unique? Sukkos, have a mitzvah, Matanos Lev Yonim. Sukkos also costs a lot of money. Right? Shavuot, I don't know, Chanukah. Let there be Matanos Lev Yonim on Chanukah. What does Matanos Lev Yonim have to do with Purim? So I'm going to go in the opposite direction. An Evyon connotes a Russia. And we're giving gifts, even we're going to develop this. So you're going to have to pay attention. Not that you normally don't, I'm just saying. The food's very good. I wasn't going there.
Is it possible Matanos Lev Yonim is connected to Shalach Manos and Suda because someone who's an Ani is not able to perhaps afford Shalach Manos or food for Suda? So by providing that, actually providing the ability to do the other
as well. So that's Shalach Manos. I mean, that could be Shalach Manos. So why are you awesome with Matanos Lev Yonim?
I think it's bringing us to the frame of mind of what Purim is about. Oh. So
let's go. Let's tackle this. First, I'm going to share two answers which are more not foundational, but I thought they were interesting, and then we're going to try to develop these. So if you flip the page, the Imre Emes, was the third Ger Rebbe, the son of the Svas Emes. The Imre Emes made it to Israel, I think, right before the war, or at the start of the war. His son was the Beis Yisrael. I think Zyurtzeit was either today, yesterday. Was his Rebbe. Yes, Rabbi Braunschweigel, who I was zochet to be in his shir, his last semester in Hawaii, he was nifter this week. His grandfather was the Rebbe of the Imre Emes. Very good. So the Imre Emes says something very interesting. Why are we doing Matanos Lev Yonim on Purim? What does it have to do with Purim? Mordechai told Klal Yisrael that they can't take any of the booty. They weren't allowed when they were destroying our enemy, when they were beating our enemy, and they were killing them. They had all this property, all this all possessions, all these riches that Klal Yisrael should have been able to take. Mordechai says, don't take it. Who had the biggest test? Who had the biggest nisayo not to take all that, so to speak, free stuff? The poor. They had tremendous mesiras nefesh by not self-sacrifice, by not going ahead and going against more. What's the difference? You're killing them. Why can't we? So they didn't take it. So Mordechai wants to reward them. And he tells Klal Yisrael, support the poor to reward them for their act of self-sacrifice to not take the booty. Okay? Interesting. It's a nice pshat. Fine. That's one pshat. The Malbim has another pshat. Also not very foundational, but I think intuitive. He says, the pasuk that we read says they went miyagon l'simcha and me'evel liyom tov. So yagon saru l'simcha. So what was the institution of simcha? Simcha, what's a simcha? What do you do? How do you? Yeah, you have me, you have one, you have a suda, you party. Simcha. Evel Yom Tov. What's the Yom Tov? What normally does Yom Tov mean? There's no Megillah on, I mean there is on Chol Hamoed, Pesach. What's Yom Tov? What's Yontif? How would you, that's the first thing that comes to mind when you think Yontif?
Food.
Suda. I think Isser Malacha. Yontif means you can't do Malacha. Everyone's much more positive. I think negative. And it's a malacha. Yontif means you can't do malacha. That's yontif. You can't do malacha. Mordechai should have asered malacha, but you can't. You can't add Yom Tovim on your own. You can't institute an Issur Melacha. So look what he writes. It's really beautiful. In the third line in Source 6 of the Malbim, on his parish on Esther, he says, Sha'ata lo yachal Mordechai l'sakein shi'asu Yom Tov. Mordechai couldn't really institute a Yom Tov. Ki asur ligzar klal Yisrael Yom Tov chadashim. You can't institute, you can't make a decree of a new Yom Tov on Klal Yisrael. You can celebrate things, it's fine, but to create an Issur Melacha, so what do you do instead? Tikein matanos levyonim. Mordechai established giving gifts to the poor. What does that have to do with the Yom Tov? He says, ki in the next line, ki taklis ha Yom Tov, what's the point of a Yom Tov? An Issur Melacha, lifrosh bo mehav le ha'olam, to separate, to remove yourself from the world. The havel havelim amar koalas, havel olam, the emptiness of the world, olam hazeh, physicality. That's why we don't do malacha. Shabbos, I'm not on my phone, I'm not doing work, I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? La avodas Hashem et Taraso. We're channeling our mindset to God, and therefore he says, v'tziva neged zeh, he commanded, corresponding to that, sheyitnu tztaka shu gamkein. What else can teach us to be not so connected to olam hazeh, to physicality, to give of your greatest possessions? When we give away money, we're recognizing that it's all in the hands of Hashem. The same with that yont, if we don't do our own malacha, so Mordechai couldn't do that. So instead, he said, matanos avyonim, that'll get you in the mindset or help you prepare for a Yom Tov. Which is also, it's interesting. I mean, there should be an Issur Melacha on Yom Tov, so it's a small price to pay to allow us to drive and to do Melacha on Yom Tov. We give some Matanos of Yonim. Another explanation, LP Pshat. I want now to take some time to develop two approaches I saw, which I think are beautiful. There's a sefer called Leket Rishimos. Leket Rishimos literally means a collection of notes. They have around 10 volumes. They're small, thin svarim of Rav Nosson Vachvogel. Rav Nosson Vachvogel was the mashkiach, the first mashkiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva. He grew up in America. I think he spent some time in YU. Went off. He was Chavrusa the Rebbe Rebel. Fascinating. He went off to Europe to learn in the yeshivas in Europe. And came back right before the war, and when Rabbi Aaron Kollar, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, opened the yeshiva, he was the first mashkiach. He was the first one to start this idea of out-of-town kolim and sending some of their students out across the globe, Mexico and Texas. What?
He said China or New Jersey.
Yeah, Torah. A very fascinating individual. So he developed the following idea on like six or seven different pages, all based on the same yisod, which I think frames Purim beautifully and explains so much of Purim. And we won't read all of it, but we'll read some of it. If you take a look in Source 8, the top of page 5, just we'll read the first two or three lines, and everything else just flows beautifully. But Purim, on Purim, hadargihi, the level is lasheves legamri etzel shulchan aviv. Purim is sitting at the table with our Father. Purim is sitting at the table with our Father. Hahepuch, the opposite, shel oy labanim shagalu mi'al shulchan avim. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that us getting kicked out of the land was woe to the children who were sent into exile away from the Father, the table of their Father. He says all the mitzvos hayom flow, emanate, stem from that feeling. The feeling we're supposed to have on Purim is, I am at the table of the Melech. I'm sitting at the table with my Father. He says when a person, a child, is sitting at the table with their father, and obviously it's referring to a certain type of relationship with their father, someone, Misha Yoshev Liad Shulchan HaMelech, imagine a person is sitting in the king's palace at the table of the king. That closeness, that feeling that I'm sitting at in the king's palace with the king causes one to forget all of his tzaros. A person could be saddled with difficulties and challenges and pain, but when he's there with the, we don't really have a great appreciation for what it means to be with the king. But a person is sitting with his beloved father or with the king, all the sorrows and pains are at least momentarily forgotten. Hunene me'akir v'lemelech, he benefits from this closeness. V'shocheach mikol tsarosav, he forgets all of his troubles, the tirdosav and his bothers. Kach tsarech lizkari v'lehargish, that's how we're supposed to feel. B'chodesh Adar shemarbim bo b'simcha. Mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha, says Rav Nosson Vachvogel, is the feeling that I'm sitting at the table with the king. I'm sitting at the table with my father. He says, that's how we drink on Purim. We drink to lose our das. He says, when a person is sitting at the king's table or a person sitting at the table of their father, what they think does not matter. They're totally dependent and beholden to the king. What the king says to eat, they're going to eat. What the king says to do, we're going to do. I'm not thinking when I'm at the king's table, oh, I know better. Maybe I should do like this. That's what we think when we're with peers. Right? I would have done it differently. I would have said it differently. I would have served it differently. I would have picked this food or that. When you sit with the king, I'm totally mevatel my das to the king. So that's what we drink on Purim. And then he says, unbelievable, if you take a look in that third paragraph on page 8, he says, what's matanos levyonim? Inyan matanos levyonim, velot staka levyonim. It's matana and not staka. Bi'er hamashkech, this is unbelievable. I thought this was great. B'derech mashal, lemelech sheish lo kama banim. You have a king who has numerous sons. Ubekadnusam, when they're young, but odem al shulchan avim, when they're sitting at their father's table, ein yisron le'echad al hasheni, shari kulam shavim eitzal avim. Imagine the king has all of his sons. They're young. Does it matter who's smarter? Does it matter who's doing better in school grades? The king is there with his children. Hopefully, when we're sitting with our children, our grandchildren, we're not. There's no favorites. It's our children. We love each of them equally with their strengths and their weaknesses. But then they grow up. The king's children grow up. Aval, kishayim gedolim, v'kol echad holech ledarko. Everyone goes on their way. Echad nasa melech v'ezim medina. One became a king in another country. Vasheni ba'malachim aforsam. And the second son became a successful businessman. As chashivusan mishtanis. Their prominence, their importance, their chashivus changes. They're different. This one's a king. This one's not so successful. This one's wealthy. This one's poor. They've gone on their own. They're their own individuals. Aval kishavim oses suda v'simcha. Imagine their father, the king, makes a suda. He brings everyone back. They're adults. They're all in a different place in life. The kulam bayim lashavis eitzlavim. They all come to sit with their father. What happens? Miyad kulam shavim eitzlavim v'ein chiluk p'neim. They come back to the table. They're with their father, their king. It does not matter who's successful. It doesn't matter who's accomplished what in life. Their father is there with his children at the table. Lachein nikra matanos levyonim. We're giving gifts to the poor because to us on Purim, it doesn't matter who's what. We're all chashiv in the eyes of Hashem. Purim is a time where we're sitting with the king. We're there with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're all equal. So we don't distinguish. You have money, you don't have money. Here's a matana. It's not staka. It's a matana. It's a gift. We become like the Father who are giving gifts to everyone because we have such a relationship. We have a feeling on Purim that we're with the King. We're with our Father. We just want to give to everyone because everyone is so to speak, equal. And he says this in the last paragraph as well. He says, "B'meshach kol hashana nosnim tztaka l'aniyim." All year we give charity. U'b'purim marbim tztaka. We give more tztaka. V'lama kor l'zeh matanos. Why do we call it gifts? Atuma, it's a wonder. Bi'ar ha-mashkiach, kishayeladim shal melech yoshvin v'shulchan aviyim, when the children of the king sit at their father, kulam misbatlin ala abba l'gamri. They all nullify themselves to the father. Kulam shavim, everyone's equal. V'ein hevdelin b'neim, it doesn't matter. Ha'evyon ha-gadol b'yoser hu nasich, the poorest person is a prince. Ben melech, he's a ben melech. Tzarek latet lo matoni, give him a gift. He's a prince. We give everyone a gift on Purim because we're all equal. We're all Ben Melech, we're all a prince. Purim is the recognition that we're Hashem's children. We're Hashem's children. We're sitting with the king. When you sing with the king, it doesn't matter who's successful, who's less successful, who has money, who doesn't have money. So that's why we give not just tzedakah, but a matana. That's why there's matanas of Yonim on Purim. It's to highlight this idea that we're all a ben melech. That's why we drink on Purim. That's mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha. It's a beautiful mindset. We're not just trying to help the poor. We do want to help the poor. And that's tzedakah all year. But it's to remind ourselves that that's what we're doing on Purim. It could be that's why we dress up also. We can't see each other. We don't know who's really who. Let's not play favorites. We're all part of, we're all ben melech. We're all bnei melech. We're princes. That was a beautiful insight. If you turn the page, there's one more approach. It's the approach of the Chasam Sofer. And I think Rav Matisyahu Salomon, who's the current Mashkiach in Lakewood, has an idea that goes the same. They're similar. The Aruch HaShulchan already asked, what's the difference between an Ani and an Evyon? As we start, why is it Matanos? Right, Rav Nosson Vakfogel explained why Matana, but why Evyon, not Ani? So he quotes Psukim and Gemara, Aruch HaShulchan, that Evyon is much poorer than an Ani. Evyon is more poor. So he says maybe we should only fulfill the mitzvah if we give it to a real Evyon and not just an Ani. And the Gemara discusses what exactly is the difference between Ani and Evyon. So he says, no, they're really all one and the same, and you're Yotze the Mitzvah whether you give an Ani or an Evyon. That's Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, so the Chasam Sofer points this out, the Rambam quotes a Mechilta that an Evyon is someone who is an Ani from Mitzvos. An Evyon is a Rasha. The Pasuk says, Lo Sate Mishpat Evyon Chaberivo. Don't pervert the judgment of an Evyon, and it's referring to a Rasha. Don't think, oh, the guy's a Rasha anyways. I could pervert the judgment a little bit because he deserves what's coming to him. He's a Rasha. And Evyon's a Rasha. So Matanas Evyonim means giving gifts to even a Rasha. And that's the Yerushalmi, the famous line called Poshet Yad Nostin Lo. Anyone who sticks out their hand you give him doesn't mean someone who's not poor. It could mean that. But it means even someone who you don't want to give it to because he's a Rasha, we give him tzedakah on Purim. Why should that be? The Chasam Sofer says something very beautiful. He asks, where did we get this from? Why would we give tzedakah to someone who's not worthy? And why is there Matanas Levyonim on Purim more than any other holiday like we started with? Chasam Sofer says that Klal Yisrael, in the story of Purim, was not at all deserving to be saved. We worshipped Avodah Zarah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. We all bowed down to the idol in the time of Haman. It was just Achashverosh who didn't. Mordechai, Adelo Yehuda. It was Mordechai. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachaveh. That sounds like the rest of Klal Yisrael. They were bowing down. That was Mutter. It was Yehar Vayavor. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was doing Avodah Zarah during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. They were doing Avodah Zarah during the time of Achashverosh and Haman. They went to Achashverosh's party. What was going on at Achashverosh's party? Forget about the promiscuity and the znus and the morality. What was the party for? Celebrating no Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh had his whole calculation. There's no Beis HaMikdash. They took out the kelim, right? We lay in the kelim. The kelim shonim. Right? The echatun. And Klal Yisrael went. They were celebrating the destruction. Imagine on Tisha B'Av, you're dead. Klal Yisrael did not deserve to be saved. Yet a Kadosh Baruch Hu came, and because he's a loving father, the Chesed Hashem, he came and he took us out. He saved us. We all should have been killed. Lahashmi, Lahara Gula Abed, it's Kol Yehudim. There was a decree of destruction. Klal Yisrael came and he saved us. He quotes an unbelievable Gemara. Gemara Baba Basha, I have it on the next page. I have it in the Gemara, in the English underneath it. We'll go back and forth between 6 and 7. Turnus Rufus HaRasha said to Rabbi Akiva, he said, Rabbi Akiva, what's wrong with your people? Why are you giving tzedakah to the Aniyim? Rabbi Akiva said, what are you talking about? Turnus Rufus says to Rabbi Akiva, let me give you a mashal. If you have a king that gets really angry at his slave and he throws him into jail, the king makes a decree, no one is allowed to feed or give drink to this individual I threw in jail. If someone comes and he gives him food and drink, is the king not furious at that slave? So what's the nimshal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person poor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person poor. You, Klal Yisrael, are avadim. Klal Yisrael are avadim. You're avadim. God made this person poor. You're now giving him food and drink? The king will get furious at you. You think you're smarter than God? God made them poor. If God wants them to have money, they can have money. So by you giving charity, you're bringing, it's wrong. It's wrong. That seems to be a good argument. Rekiva says, no. Imagine a king throws his son into jail. And he tells, don't give any food and drink to this person. If someone goes, violates the king's command and gives food and drink to the king's going to be happy or the king's going to be upset. Even though he made that decree, it's his son. And Rekiva said, Kili b'nei Yisrael, quotes the pasuk, that we're banim. Banim atem Hashem elokeichem. We're banim. We're banim of Hashem. Of course, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, made a person poor and had them suffer, but at the end of the day, we're his children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us that. He wants good even when we don't deserve it. Says the Chassam Sofer that the greatest way to, so to speak, be like God, or to commemorate, to publicize the miracle of Purim, is to do exactly what God did. God brought us out of this terrible tragedy, or this impending tragedy, even though we didn't deserve it. So too, the way we commemorate that is by giving tzedakah to those who don't deserve it. It's like a midah keneged midah. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu took, we didn't deserve it. And so much what we have today, let's be honest, we don't deserve. There's so much, I'm speaking for myself, so much we could be living up to that we're not. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to shower us with bracha upon bracha. We don't deserve it. So we shower those who don't deserve it with bracha. Rav Matashiach Salomon says very similar. He says that the same way that on Hanukkah, we light the menorah to commemorate the nes. The menorah matches up to the nes. The miracle is that we had no oil. We found oil, so we light the oil. On Yom Tovim, the mitzvos hayom match up to what the nes was. So he says the nes on Purim was a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of this despair when we didn't deserve it. So too, go find people who, whatever reason, don't deserve it. We don't know why they don't deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who has money and who doesn't. Find them, and you're becoming Domel Shechina by you doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. A very beautiful idea. And he says that's the idea why, specifically on Purim, the Rambam says, Ein lecha mitzvah gedola u'mifuara. It's not just the tzedakah. It's we're becoming like God on the day of Purim. It's a beautiful insight. Yes, all year we should give tzedakah, but on Purim it's not just that we're giving tzedakah. We're commemorating the fact that we did not deserve to be saved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Let's take care of others who, so to speak, don't deserve to be taken care of, and take care of them. Very beautiful. So there's two, I think, ideas that can really change that perspective of Purim. That's one of them. We're becoming like God, as the Rambam says, Domei L'Shechina. We're like the Shechina, that we're helping those who don't deserve it. And Rav Nosson Vachtfogel, which is that we're sitting at the Shulchan of the King. The whole Purim, whether it's in your own home, whether it's at the end of your Suda, you should end up in Michi's house. We're doing Purim again by you. Of course, it's Chazaka times a lot. You end up there. You think you'll be at Shulchan Klerer. It's Shulchan Avim. It's we're sitting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you sing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter who's what, your das, your perspective, who has money. We're all Bnei Melech. We're all princes. And when you're a prince, nothing else matters. A beautiful insight.
And that's why I say Matana, because it's unexpected.
Oh, beautiful. Also, very good. This last shot could also explain why it's Matana. I want to share two really unrelated, but two final thoughts on Matana Slav Yonim that I think could change a little bit the mitzvah, certainly for those with kids. The the son of the Kedushas Levi, he writes, and it's the last page in Source 15, and I highly recommend anyone with, even without young children, people with children home to heed his advice. He says, Ma tov, how good is it? She yishlach matanos lavyonim al yedei banav ubnosav akitanim. To send the mishloach manos with our sons and daughters who are young, kidei lechancham b'mitzvos. Our children should see that we give tzedakah also. They see our suda. They see we take them shalach manos. They see when we build the sukkah. Some people bring their children when they buy lulav and esrog. We should take. They don't need to see the amount if we don't want them to see it. But when we're writing out a check, it's kedai. This is the Kedushas Levi's son saying this. But it's kedai. I'm taking my check, Daddy. Why, Mommy? Why are you taking a check or cash or whatever? I go to the ATM. I worked hard for this money, and you know, money doesn't grow on trees, and tuition is a lot of money. You better just do well in school. But this is matanos l'avyonim. We could be mechanech our children in the midst of tzedakah. I thought that was very powerful. Finally, been thinking for a long time how to do the mitzvah matanos l'avyonim behidur. Hidur means we beautify the mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah. So what do we do for our lulav? We buy a nicer lulav and esrog. You have a silver case or a nice wood, olive wood case for your esrog. We have a safer Torah and a beautiful safer Torah tefillah. How do we do hidur mitzvah on matanos l'avyonim? Just giving more? That's not really hidur mitzvah. That's just more of a mitzvah. How do we beautify the mitzvah? Years ago, I read a story. I couldn't remember where I saw it, and a lot of hashkacha. I remembered where I saw the story. A story of a Yid who I'd never heard of. Yidel Edelman was his name. He was an elderly Yid in Eretz Yisrael. And he was totally removed. This part I can't really relate to, but totally removed from all mundane matters. He didn't go to the supermarket. He didn't go to the bank. He didn't go to the post office. His family took care of everything. And he basically just sat and learned all day and did chesed. Okay? He had that zuchus. One day, it's Tainus Esther, it's the day before Purim, and people see him going to the bank. And I put the story here so you can see it. So you saw him going to the bank, they're shocked. Like, they never saw him anywhere besides the base matters. And it's Tainus Esther, it's the day before Purim, why is he going to the bank? So they one of his friends asked him, why are you, of all places, in the bank on this day, on Tainus Esther? So he says, tomorrow is Purim. One of the mitzvahs of Purim is Matanos Levyonim. How can I beautify the mitzvah? You know I'm going to beautify the mitzvah? I want to give out fresh, crisp shkalim. Fresh, crisp dollar bills instead of crumpled, creased bills in my pocket. It's unbelievable. What a beautiful way to be mahader, to beautify the mitzvah. Sometimes the person is coming around in shul. Now here, Matanos Levyonim is not so much with poor people. It's giving a check before and the rabbi distributes it. But yeah, sometimes the people coming around on Purim and the people collecting, we reach into our pocket and take out a crumple. I want to give the ani a crisp, fresh dollar. I thought that was beautiful, a creative way to fulfill hidur mitzvah. It's a thought process. It's not annoying. I'm not just writing a check or taking out money like we started with from the Kedushas Levi to the mitzvah besimcha and the Rambam Ein Lecha mitzvah gedola mifuara. So the same way they have a beautiful esrog in a silver case, find a way to beautify the mitzvah. It could be in quantity by writing a bigger check, but it could also be in quality to find ways to bring simcha to the aniyim. And hopefully this year through the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, the mitzvah in general, and the mitzvah of behidur, we will recognize that we're sitting at the shulchan of our father, of our king, and there's no greater feeling knowing that you're a ben melech. Have a good night.